Congressman, Afghans can leave U.S. military bases whenever they want. By John Binder on August 30, 2021. Afghans brought to the United States, without having to complete their immigration processing. By President Joe Biden's administration can leave U.S. military bases where they are stationed. Representative Tom Tiffany, RY, says. Fort McCoy in Wisconsin is just one of multiple U.S. military bases that the Biden administration is bringing Afghans who do not qualify for special immigrant visas, SIVs, and who have not completed their immigration processing. Tiffany told The Washington Times that when he visited Fort McCoy, there were no SIV applicants staying at the base and instead, the overwhelming majority were Afghans whom the Biden administration is paroling into the U.S. In addition, Tiffany said Afghans can leave the bases whenever they want, The Washington Times reports. There are 2,000 Afghans at FT McCoy in Wisconsin, and not a single one of them is a special immigrant visa holder. According to a congressman who toured the base Friday and said he was dismayed by what he heard. Emphasis added. Representative Tom Tiffany also said the Afghans are free to walk away from the base at any time. And some already have done so, embedding in American communities. The personnel at the base can try to discourage them. But if they want to leave, they have already been paroled into the county and there is no way to block them, the Republican congressman told The Washington Times. Emphasis added. Those people, all 2,000 of them that are at FT McCoy, they can leave any time, Mr. Tiffany said. So far, only a couple have done so, personnel at the base told him. Emphasis added. Tiffany said Fort McCoy, equipped to hold 10,000 Afghans, will likely get at least another 1,000 this week as the Biden administration continues dispersing Afghans across the U.S. after their arrival at Dulles International Airport in Dulles, Virginia. Some 10,000 Afghans may eventually be at Fort McCoy, Tiffany suggested. As Breitbart News reported, the Biden administration is expected to bring at least 50,000 Afghans to the U.S. on humanitarian parole. This total seemingly does not include the tens of thousands more who are arriving on SIVs and refugee status. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to research, and each refugee costs taxpayers about $133,000 over the course of their lifetime. Within 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.